Hey there, Injured Gadgets is back again with its new blog title, iPhone 13 Compatibility, What to Expect When Repairing. The series of iPhone 13 is now available for purchase, so it'll only be a matter of time until buyers ask for a repair if they've not already. Since we all have our views on the newest edition of the iPhone family and the industry's third-party repair rules, it's crucial to know what to expect before opening one of these phones. Apple has closely increased the number of service sites that have access to Apple Authentic parts, tools, and instruction in the last 3 years, including over 2,800 independent repair providers. The fast-growing independent repair provider initiative, which started in the USA in 2019, expanded to over 200 countries, allows independent repair stores to access the same training, components, and instruments as other Apple-approved service providers. Furthermore, Apple continues to provide people with simple repair solutions through its worldwide network of over 5,000 Apple-authorized service providers, AASPs, which assist millions of people with both in-warranty and out-of-warranty services for each Apple device. Customers can take advantage of a long-lasting product that retains its value for years by developing durability, longevity, and greater repairability. Apple also releases software upgrades regularly to provide new functions and functionality. Continue reading to find out the answers to all of your important queries. Are any iPhone 13 series parts compatible with other models? Most iPhone parts in the iPhone 13 models, Mini through Max, are distinct and do not exchange parts with the other 13 devices. We observe that the rear camera mechanism in the iPhone 13 Pro is the same as the rear camera assembly in the 13 Pro Max. The rear camera unit in the 13 Mini is similar to the rear camera assembly in the standard iPhone 13. However, it is vital to note that professional and non-professional cameras are not interchangeable. When new cameras become available, they will most likely be labeled iPhone 13 Pro, 13 Pro Max back camera, and iPhone 13 Mini, 13 rear camera. It's critical that buyers first read the repair manual to confirm that they can safely repair it. The consumer will next use the Apple Self-Service Repair online store to order Apple Authentic parts and tools. After the repair, customers who return their old iPhone parts for recycling will earn credit against their purchase. More than 200 components and equipment will be available at the new store, allowing consumers to execute the most frequent iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 repairs. What happens when I exchange parts within the same iPhone 13 model? Until same model part replacements are possible, they come with their own set of issues. Almost every switch between these models will result in an error message informing the user that the component isn't authentic. While it is only an inconvenience, some elements will only have limited functioning. However, the panel will boot without Face ID, True Tone, or Auto Brightness. It will also display the same problem message regarding the part not being genuine. Everything is still new. Since the iPhone 13 has only been in users' hands for a short time, new aftermarket technology that addresses these shortcomings may become available. As repair troubles persist, many companies will be keeping a close check on the iPhone 13 series. Apple has sought to improve the general usability of its software by upgrading a number of its current features. In iOS 13, the camera app, for example, has received a minor update. Apple has introduced additional adjustment choices for snapping pictures and capturing video to catch up with the complex applications on competitor phones and tablets. The magazine claims that users may alter the location of the light source while capturing portrait photos and applying effects to movies. In the new Photos app, you can also rotate videos, a feature that has been in great demand among users in previous years. Maps have also been upgraded with the new Look Around function, Apple's version of Google Street View. In addition, the software's overall quality and performance have been enhanced. Face ID security unlocks iPhones 30% faster than before, and app updates are now around 60% smaller. Conclusion: Apple has been dropping software support for old devices for quite some time now. This year's iOS version is only accessible on Apple's latest models, unfortunate for some iPhone users. Apple will not be launching iOS 13 on smartphones older than the iPhone 6s, which means the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus of 2014 are no longer compatible. According to the tech site, three of the company's iPads are also unable to run iPadOS. The iPad Air from 2013 and the iPad Mini 2 and Mini 3 are among them. Apple is responsible for preventing customers from having their devices serviced by anybody who isn't an Apple employee, and an Apple-authorized service center should fix it.